Okay, first I'd like to commend on everyone. I thought we'd have a smaller crowd tonight with all the Pesach cleaning. I think we have a bigger crowd tonight because of all the Pesach cleaning. So, about that. I really wanted to share with you a few vertel for the Seder. And then when I learned the Amid the other night, I see that there's a Tosis here that's brought, as you can see, in the Bir Halacha in... have the paper... Bir Halacha in Hilchus Pesach. There's a shaila about a person who's walking in the street. Oh, I have one. Anyway, a person is walking in the street and the pizza store is open, and he comments to the person he's walking with, "Oh wow, the chametz smells good." Whether chametz, which is asa b'hanah, whether you're allowed to smell it or not. Pash it, it's hanah. If it's hanah, then it should be asa b'hanah. Pash pashad, it should be asa. So our Taisis, in the beginning of the Taisis says a chiddush that there's a difference between something that's ikur oimid lahariyachbay, something like hadasim or roses that are oimid lahariyachbay, they're oimid to be smelled, and things where the smell is an agav dikahanoah. The smell is agav, so then Taisis says there's no iser to smell. So that Taisis is said. That if something is made for smell, it's aser. If it's not made for smell, it's mutter. It's interesting, in Hilchis Barmina Bisanim, we have a similar rule. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if you walk into a Bisanim store, you have to make a bracha. Because the kavana of the store owner is it should smell good, it should entice people to purchase things. But Shankain, if you walk into a pizza store, and it smells good, it's not ikrei lahareyach bay, and therefore you don't make a bar mineh b'samin. Which agav, according to that rule, if you walk into a coffee shop in the morning, coffee shop, the reyach is there purposely, that people should enjoy it? I would think so. I think it's like a b'samin store. It would be something somewhat questionable if the smell in the pizza store is meant to be inviting to customers, it's the kavanas for that. Then, according to what it says in Reishit Zayin, you should need a bracha. Should make a bracha. But is it the kavana of the balachanos? That's the lashon. The lashon in Reishit Zayin, when it talks about walking into a besamim store, it says hanichnas lachanusei shal baisim sheish by minei besamim. What? No, but it says if you go into the chanos, you have to make a bracha, and the reason is because that's just it's oimid lahariach by. Kivan davido lareicha. It says because it's made lareich by the people. I'm not sure in the coffee shops if it's the kavana or not the kavana. It's the coffee is different. What? I mentioned once in a shiur that an instant coffee has no smell. When you open a container of instant coffee and you have a good schmack of smell, after they put in the instant coffee, they spritz smell in the top, and that's really why they seal it. And that's why when you get to the bottom, it doesn't smell anymore, because instant coffee really has no odor. It only has a smell because of the smell they spritz in. I mentioned at the time, we're talking about whether by Avdol, if you don't have what to make, so fresh ground coffee you could certainly use. And it's questionable if you could use such a container of coffee. In a flower store, it would seem, if it's true that the kavana is l'areyach, that it is. Today, no one uses flowers for the smell. Nobody cares about the smell. Actually, nobody. Most people don't care about the smell. So it's different. Chanusha b'isem, where the kavana is that way. Now what's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah says by pas, it's not. If you go in a bakery and it smells from pas, that's not ikrei lahariach bay. That's what he says here in the Shaar HaTzion. Now, Taisa says, if it's not made lahariach, if it's ikrei lahariach, it's aser. If it's not ikrei, then it's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah says we pass it that way. The Shach in Simin Kufches brings Taisa. Mishnah Berurah here in the Amazon for Pashas that we pass, and he doesn't mention Taisis, but he mentions Taisis' rule. And according to that, you'd be allowed to smell, even by the Kavana, you'd be allowed to smell the pizza store smell or the bakery smell on Pesach. But the Mishnah Berurah is mefakfek for a couple of reasons. One reason he says, Le Berira Iker Davazeh in Pas Eine Oimed L'Reach. He says, I'm not sure if it's so. If bread is not Oimed L'Reach, maybe there is a kavana of the store owner that it should be there for the Reach, which is really Saisa his Psak there in the Hilchas Berim Le'Besam. That's one reason. He says, the second reason that the Bira Grabi Aridaya Yisa Chanan Yama Recha Milsehi, which he interprets to mean that Reach counts. And a third reason, Xerish Amiyavi Loichloi. So Aloch Lamaisa, he says, not to be a Nehenna from the smell of, you're walking in the street and there's a smell, you shouldn't be Mechavin Lehenna Isbay. But it sounds like Meikar Adin, he has these three pikpukim. But Meikar Adin, based on our Taisis, it seems it should be Mutter. This is the Bir Aloch in a nutshell. That based on our Taisis should be Mutter, but it's pikpukim. That first of all, maybe there is a Kavana for Reach, and second of all, there's a Mandi Yama Reach Milsi, and third of all, maybe there's a Gzeir Shema Yavi Loichlai. So, that even though we pass like our Taisis, it comes out this way. What's hard to understand in Taisis is a Svara. Something's also Bahanoah. What's the difference if it's Ikray is for Reach or not for Reach? What's enough Kamina? If you're Nehenna, why do you care if the Ikr is made L'Reach or the Ikr is not made L'Reach? Very, very hard to understand the Svara to make such a chilek. Very, very difficult to understand. I think in the Chiddush of Ari Yalev, he has a Chiddush in this Taisis, that of course there's no difference. If it's also about Noah, you're not allowed to have a Noah. It doesn't matter if it's made for it or not made for it. You're not allowed to have a Noah. What Taisis means is that the Shem Isser Avodah Zarah, or the Shem Isser Chametz, or the Shem Isser is only on the Guf HaDavar. The Gemara says, Kol Marav HaReach Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila. The smell, there's no Isser Me'ila. Why is no Isser Me'ila? Because the Shem Hegdish is not Chal on the smell. It's Chal on the Guf HaDavar. If the smell is not a Chash of a thing, then the Shem Isser is not Chal on the smell. It's Chal on the thing itself, and not on the smell, which we're looking at as something detached that comes from it, and somehow is detached from it. So Al Kapanim, the Halacha L'Maaseh is not to have Adnoah, and this is the Shakel V'Tari. It does seem to be a Tzarachian that in Hilchis B'Sam, Barbina B'Samim, the Mishnah Berurah says bread is not made for smell, and over here is Mefakfik that it's not the Iker, maybe it is made for smell. So that's a sugya. There's a sugya in Psachim Chafei, in Chavav, about somebody walking down a street and having Hanoah. So the Gemara says, if he's Loikom Mechavin, and it's Iyafshir, Iyafshir Taisis means it's hard for him to go a different way, so it says it's Mutter. Even though it's a Psikresha, and Mechavin is normally Aser, Gemara says, Hecha di Iyafshir, for Loikom Mechavin Shari. And Taisis says, Iyafshir doesn't mean it's impossible, it means it's kosher, it's difficult to go a different way.
What kind of
Hanoah,
what kind of veira do you get for this
Hanoah?
Is it like eating
chametz? Not eating. This Issa Hanoah is a separate Issa. It's Achila and Issa Hanoah. They're two separate Issurim. And Achila is a much more chametic Issa than Hanoah.
Why is that right now? Just for why get enough?
So that comes to the Gemara of Kol Marav HaReach Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila. That it's interesting that even though the Gemara says them all three together, Kol Marav HaReach, in halacha, Reach is treated more chomer than Koel Vemara. You're right. Why do you say not to look at it? It's something that's beautiful. So, by Avodah Zarah, it says it's aser, because there's something called Reitzah B'Kiyumai. The truth is, Chametz is also. There's an issa of Reitzah B'Kiyumai by Avodah Zarah and Chametz, uniquely. And that would seem to aser, even having enough from looking at it. That's Reitzah B'Kiyumai. Okay, be that as it may, I saw such a geshmak of art. It's a short vart, but I liked it so much. Of all the new vartlach I saw this year on for the Haggadah, I like the following. Maybe I built it up too much already, but anyway, I like the chapshavai. The truth is, I don't know. I don't remember who said it. I saw one of the one in Likud Sefer of the Haggadah. He says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to grow up in a palace? Why was it important? And the Rebbeinu Shalom, in his grand plan, everything fits, right? So why was it important Moshe Rabbeinu should grow up in a king's palace like a prince? Like, where does that fit into the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the suggestion was made the following. It was all a hachana. What's going to happen 80 years later? Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be told by the Rebbeinu Shalom, go to Klal Yisrael. They're really not interested in it at the moment. But I promised, Achrei Ken Yetzir B'Ruchush Gadol, I promised them they're going to go out, wealthy people, B'Ruchush Gadol, with a big Ruchush. So go and make sure that they go out B'Ruchush Gadol. He said, look, imagine, you go to Chafetz Chaim. Say, Chafetz Chaim, make sure people should have B'Ruchush Gadol. So Chafetz Chaim, B'Ruchush Gadol. We'll get them chairs in the house instead of a bench, right? We'll get them a table. You know, what's Ruchush Gadol already? Why did the Hasogis of Gedalia Yisrael of Ruchush Gadol? You know, Ruchush Gadol is very minuscule. You say this, I can think of gold and silver. Like, who needs gold and silver? It's very hard to explain why gold or silver has any value to any human being. Aluminum is just as useful as gold and silver. So it's a little beyond what a Gadol Yisrael would think. So Rabbi Shalom prepared Moshe Rabbeinu. He put him in the king's palace. He should know what Ruchush Gadol means. So later, by Achrei Ken Yetzir B'Ruchush Gadol, that they should, he should know what it means, that it's gold and silver and the fur coats and all the other trappings that a prince would be used to. This was the chap. It makes everything fit in a nice way. I once heard a nice word on Hakei Hashinov, on the Rasha. A Hakei Hashinov does not mean knock out his teeth, because if it meant knock out his teeth, it would be spelled differently. It would be hey with a kaf rather than a kuf. A Hakei Hashinov means knock out his does not mean knock out his teeth. Hakei Hashinov means blunt the sharpness. Blunt the sharpness. What does it mean, blunt the sharpness? So I heard this from Rav Kaufman from England, Allah Shalom. He said that Rabaran once told him the following story. He told him that he was once going many times went to raise money for Chinuch Atzmai together with the Kabishan Sarebbe. The Kabishan Sarebbe and their Baron used to go often. And one day they were chasing after a wealthy person and they couldn't get an appointment. So they said, you know what, we'll just go to his office and, you know, he will be there and, you know, he's going to have to give us some money. So they go into the office. And the secretary, of course, sees two bearded, long-coated individuals come in. They say, is so-and-so in? She says, no, he's out for the day. They knew he's not out for the day. They knew he's in the office in the back. Yeah. So they said to the secretary, you know what, we'll sit here and wait for him. And she tried to dissuade him, no, he's not coming. No, we'll wait, maybe he'll come. So they sat down. So for a couple of hours, you know, they're sitting there talking and learning, and the other guy's in his office, like, you know, waiting for them to leave. And finally, like the test of wills ended, and the fellow came out, and he was angry. He was very, very angry. He said, chutzpah, you come, without appointment you come, and then you sit there, you make me stay in my office the whole time. Like, he was furious. So Rav Aaron said, when he heard him ranting and raving, like he nudged the Kabishna Sarebbe, like, let's just get out of here, what are we staying here? So Kabishna Sarebbe said, no, let's wait. So they waited, and the man carried on, and, you know, eventually, you know, you carry on, and the siren, you know, ends, and, you know, he felt a little spent. So Rabbanan said, the Kabishan Sarebbe turned to him, and he said, in Yiddish, it's a, more of an expression, he said, you gave us our chelik, you know, you gave us what we deserve. So now give the kids a chinuch atzmai what they deserve. You know, they didn't do this, so give them what they deserve. So he said he sort of melted the fellow away. It's always, you tell a person he's right when he's not right. You tell him, yeah, you're right, but, you know. And he melted him away and he did it. And he gave him, obviously the story has to end, that he gave them money. So Rav Aaron said that he understood then what it means, Hakei Hashinov. And the fellow was full of sharpness, vehemence and everything. And talked to him sweetly. So Hakei Hashinov, you know, blunt his sharpness. Has a fin to the Agada. Let's say you tell the Rasha, like, how did that blunt the sharpness? I suspect that Pshat is, you don't tell him, leave I mean, that's Pshat. The Pshat is, you tell him, you stop there. Otherwise, it wouldn't say leave a loy loy. It would say leave a loy loch. It doesn't say leave a loy loch. You say, you understand? If you'd be talking to him, it should say leave a loy loch. It doesn't say that. It says leave a loy loy. So the idea is you say, Bavazel Hashem, leave it, say, say Mitzrayim. You say, I had such a wonderful experience in Mitzrayim. And you're supposed to get him thinking, leave a loy loy, Hashem loy anigal, to get him to hopefully improve his way. The third vart for the Seder. So we have the money and the Rasha on the Tam. The Tam, which pasuk is the Tam? Which pasuk is the Tam? Matam o'aymer? Mazois, right? Torah says, Kishocha bocha ma'amocha leima mazois, so you tell him. The question is, how do you know mazois is the Tam? Maybe mazois is the Rasha. No, you think it's the Rasha. He's making fun. He said, what's this? Mazois. The Rasha asks, Shetziva Hashem lekechem eschem, that's the Rasha. The Rasha, I would think, is the one who says mazois. How do you know it's not the Rasha? So it's a sort of wonderful pshat. If you take Parshas Bai, you look, mazois is the last psukim in Parshas Bai. If you look at the psukim right before, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that if you have a bechor, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You have a petach hamor, who's a bechor, you have to redeem it with a seh. You have a son who's a bechor, tifteh. The next pasuk is ki yishalcha bilcha mocha leima mazois v'mar te'elav. What's mochar? Ki yishalcha bilcha mochar? Ki yishalcha bilcha mazois. So he says like this. He says, you have a rasha. He's in the house. They feed him matzah. He eats matzah. They feed him cholent. He eats cholent. And no skin off his back. Comes a mitzvah that costs him money. So he becomes a philosopher. You know, it's a bechor. You got to give it away. Why? Why should I give it away? A rasha says mazais when it costs him money. So Torah gives you a simon. How do you know? The child is asking mazais. He says, watch what he does. If, when he has to spend money, he says mazais, that's a rasha. But if when he has to spend the money, he spends it. He has a seh, he gives it up. He has a chamar, he's paid the beseh. He has a ben, he's paid, he does everything. Then after he does it, ki yishalcha bilcha machar leimar mazais. If he does it, he's willing to spend the money. And after that, the next day, he says mazais. Okay, that's a tam. That's a tam. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand. So you have to explain to him. You have to see where the mazais is, and that's sort of the simon l'davar. So these are three vartla for the Seder. If you find them useful, use them. Either way, I hope you have a very wonderful Pesach. I hope you enjoy the Bein HaZmanim. I think, like I said the other time, next week, I don't know how long Pidikas Chometz takes you, but if you want, you could be here the week after. But the third Thursday from now, certainly, we're going to resume with black and whites that are baked after Pesach. And thank you, everybody.